The sandwich is a simple formula you can remake in an endless variety of styles, whether you use white or whole grain bread or a wrap, thinly shredded iceberg lettuce or spinach, what kind of sauce you're adding. There's a million ways to make a sandwich. And some people think pretty highly of the food. Here's Tina Fey as Liz Lemon on 30 Rock.
Can I share with you my worldview?
I'd rather hear you sing Rocket Man again.
All of humankind has one thing in common, the sandwich. I believe that all anyone really wants in this life is to sit in peace and eat a sandwich.
You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you were to make your version of the best sandwich, what would it look like? What is your favorite sandwich? What's the best one you've ever eaten, whether you made it or someone made it for you or you got it from a restaurant? Do you have a go-to ingredient, a must-have condiment? Do you have any varieties that other people kind of give a double take for? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your sandwich secret or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Cindy Curtis and Tasha Peterson are the co-owners of Sun Cafe in Mount Horeb. Cindy and Tasha, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. We're excited to be here.
Well, Cindy, let's start with you. You've both been making sandwiches and other lunch and brunch items at your cafe now. What made you embrace the sandwich as a key part of your menu? Let's start with you, Cindy.
Well, sandwiches are fun and accessible, and Tasha and I are not chefs, and we're not gourmets, but we love a good sandwich, and we thought that was something that we could do. So that's why we focused our menu around sandwiches.
And Tasha, you too, I've been looking at some of your sandwich offerings. You think outside the box some with your sandwich. What inspires you to try some different things?
Well, part of it is just out of necessity. Part of it is out of being bold. We have a lot of customers that request weird things, and we like to embrace that. So we're pretty much game to try anything.
And Cindy, you mentioned you two aren't chefs. You didn't originally come from the restaurant world. I think, you know, a lot of people who cook might have had the idea of starting a restaurant, but haven't done it. What led you to take the plunge?
Funny you should ask that, Rob. Yes, Tasha and I have lived in Mount Horeb for a long time. I actually had a law practice here for about 20 years and needed a place to go for lunch and really was missing a good, quick sandwich shop that wasn't fast food. So that really inspired us, and we talked about it and joked about it for a long time before the opportunity really presented itself to take over a really cool space and kind of turn the dream into a reality. So 5 years later, here we are.
Now, Tasha, I want to start visiting some of your sandwiches. This one I really like. Everybody, you know, the peanut butter sandwich, that's a thing, with or without jelly. You've got a twist on it, the Taiwan-on sandwich. So a Thai-style peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
Blow our minds a little bit. Tell us about this one.
Well, it's a lot of interesting ingredients that work well together. We start with a nice grainy bread. We make our own spicy peanut butter, Thai-style peanut butter, and add a creamy Havarti cheese, really fresh greens, avocado, paper-thin onions, and then we add sriracha and a jam sauce to it, and then we tear up fresh basil, and then we grill it until it's amazing.
It sounds really good, and I'll say I had years ago an Indian-American friend who would make a sandwich with tomatoes and lettuce and maybe cheese, onions, whatever, and then use peanut butter as a condiment. And Cindy, I started doing it, and I loved it. I don't know, I got to do it again. But people really, a lot of people thought it was really weird to have peanut butter on a savory sandwich. Cindy, can you tell us a little bit about why we should open our minds a little bit when it comes to how we use condiments like that?
Oh, you should. It's so good. We had this sandwich on last summer because we like to feature it when fresh, local, organic basil is readily available, which it's just starting to become that way now. And the response when we rolled it out a couple days ago as our new seasonal special was phenomenal. People were so excited. They're like, that's the best sandwich ever. And people are game to try it. You know, some people want to leave off the sriracha or, you know, tame it down a little bit, but it's really a hit.
And Tasha said, you just mentioned you have seasonal sandwiches. You rotate the menu. That said, are there a couple of sandwiches that you have to have on all the time or you're going to be disappointing people?
Oh, for sure. There's a number of them. We've tried thinking about eliminating them, and then people like immediately respond with what the heck are you doing type attitude. So we really try to listen to our customers as far as what they want in the sandwich. And like one of them, for instance, we've never thought of eliminating it, but like the rustic chicken salad, we make it as a salad that you can get like out of the deli case, or you can put it on greens if you're trying to go, you know, low carb, or you can have it as a sandwich. And I think Cindy can speak better to that, seeing as it's a old family recipe, which is kind of fun because it's just a classic chicken salad. But it's really something that you can't, we feel that you can't have a sandwich shop without a chicken salad sandwich like that.
All right, Cindy, tell us more about this rustic chicken salad, that it can be freestanding or in sandwich form.
So the rustic chicken salad was something that my mom made almost without fail for any graduation or baby shower or any event like that, when you were going to have a bunch of people coming over, hanging out on the deck or patio, and you just needed a bunch of great food put out. It's kind of a classic, but it's just so special because of the way it's made, the way it comes together, the love that goes into it. It starts with nice, slow-roasted, oven-roasted chicken. We put red grapes, red onion, celery, and pecans in just a nice salt and pepper mayo sauce, which, again, sounds so simple, and it is, but it's so special, and people just love it. And it is terrific on organic greens or on toasted nine-grain bread.
Well, let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jeannie is with us in Rochester, Minnesota. Jeannie, hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. What do you want to tell us about, Jeannie?
Well, I had a friend make me a sandwich once that's been a favorite. What it was shaved turkey, or any kind of turkey you have, avocado, and I tend to make it on a toasted English muffin because I have that. And then I add marmalade to the mayonnaise, especially if it's like an apricot marmalade, and that's been a favorite.
Wow. Being in Rochester, do you have to have mayo on every sandwich?
I think so.
Get it? Mayo Clinic? Jeannie, thank you so much.
Both forms.
Thank you so much for calling, Jeannie. I appreciate it. So that idea of apricot marmalade mixing into that mayonnaise to make, I guess, kind of an aioli or something. Tasha, sweet stuff, a jelly on an otherwise savory sandwich. Is that something you all experiment with?
Oh, we experiment all the time. And just hearing Jeannie bring up marmalade, we actually have another sandwich that we do from time to time. And we make a spicy orange marmalade sauce that goes on it, and it's a grilled cheese that's just souped up with shaved turkey, like she was saying, and we do shaved red onion, and then we do our spicy marmalade with also bacon on it, which, you know, bacon is pretty much anything but amazing. So, yeah, so I get the orange marmalade aspect of adding it to a sandwich.
Thanks a lot for that call, Jeannie. We'll go. And sorry about my pun. I should really stop. Let's go to Deborah now in Brown Deer. Deborah, hi.
Hi, you guys. This is a very special subject. But I had a sandwich. It was like over 40 years ago. I had it when I was as close to homeless as I will ever be, living in Miami. And I stepped into a sandwich shop, and it was just a guy working in there. I ordered this sandwich. It was pita bread with cream cheese and avocados and alfalfa sprouts. And it was so amazing. And I don't know if it's because I was hungry, but I'll never forget the flavor. And it's been so long. So sandwiches really are special. And
Deborah, have you made that sandwich for yourself in the years since?
I have tried. And it. I wonder what kind of bread he used. I mean, I knew it was pita, and I've tried it with pita. Yeah, I have, and it isn't. So I guess if you just confirm the point that it is the circumstances under which you eat it.
Deborah, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. There's something, Cindy, about the right sandwich at the right moment. And I said earlier, you know, sometimes it's more special when somebody else made it for you. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with Deborah so much. It's all about the circumstances in the setting when you're having a sandwich. I think about sandwiches that I've eaten on a backpacking trip or a kayaking trip, and they might be nothing more than, you know, a little hiker bun and some cheese and sliced apple on there, but it's the best sandwich ever because of the circumstances. And you just never forget how good that tastes when you really want to eat it.
Deborah, thanks again for sharing that with us. We're talking to Tasha Peterson and Cindy Curtis, co-owners of Sun Cafe in Mount Horeb. We're talking all about sandwiches on this week's edition of Food Friday. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What is your idea of the perfect sandwich? Have you had that one sandwich and never been able to recreate it your own self? Maybe a memory of a childhood favorite. Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with Cindy Curtis and Tasha Peterson, co-owners of Sun Cafe in Mount Horeb. We're talking about sandwiches, a big item on their menu, and you could join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite sandwich or favorite condiment, you name it. 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go back to your calls now. Russ is with us in Stoughton. Russ, hi.
Hi. I have a story about the All-American PB&J sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, back in the 90s. With my sons going to middle school, the only sandwich they ever wanted for lunch was peanut butter and jelly. They were not into any kind of lunch meat or stuff. So I was already gone for work when my wife would make their lunches. Well, I got laid off, so I took over the PB&J of lunches. And I would make the sandwich with peanut butter on each slice of bread and then put the jelly in between. And so the boys came home one day and they said, "Dad, you made our lunch today, didn't you?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "We could tell because you put peanut butter on both sides of the bread and Mom only puts it on one."
Was that better or worse for them, Ross?
Oh, no. They preferred that.
Uh-oh. Okay. Thank you, Russ, for sharing that with us. I was once scolded for being a little skimpy on the peanut butter and jelly by my kids, but I changed my ways. Tasha, have you tackled making the perfect PB&J?
Oh, we make a lot of them. Yeah, we have a kids menu on our regular menu, and I'll be honest with you, it's so simple, but it messes up the flow of what we're doing. So I'm like, oh, another peanut butter and jelly. But every time you take one out to a kid, they're like so excited to get it. Like you can't mess it up. It's such a classic.
Is there a secret to jazzing it up, or is just some, you know, just exactly what you'd think? Smear peanut butter and jelly on bread. I've heard a little butter on it, and I've tried it. It's pretty good. I don't know. Do you have
any? Yeah, butter on it is good. I also think, like, actually, as simple as it is, but, like, the intention of which you're making it, like, even though it might be not, like, your sandwich, but if you're making it for somebody that you think, like, you know what, they're really going to enjoy this, well, guess what? They can taste that.
Yeah, they love that.
Thank you so much for sharing that story, Russ. I will go to Sandy now in Green Bay. Sandy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your story, Sandy?
I don't like sandwiches. I don't know what it is about them, but, like, I think it's the ratios. Like, if there's too much meat, I don't like that, and that is not a good sandwich to eat. And if I had to eat sandwiches every day, I would not be happy. However, there is one sandwich that I have had my entire life. I'm 40 years old. There's one sandwich I've had that I can eat every single day and not ever get sick of it.
What is it?
It's a pumpkin mi sandwich, actually. It's called banh mi.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Sandy, thank you so much.
Sandwich story.
Thank you for sharing that with us. So, Sandy, not a fan, except that Vietnamese banh mi. Cindy, have you encountered just an anti-sandwich faction in your restaurant career?
Well, I actually lived with an anti-sandwich kid. my son, who's now a college student, wouldn't eat a sandwich until he was about 10 years old, which made it really hard to pack those school lunches, like Russ was talking about. What do you send a kid when he doesn't want to eat any sort of sandwich? He didn't like bread. He didn't like the texture. And I'm pleased to say that he now is a proud employee of Sun Cafe and is the first one willing to try anything that we make. So he's come around from that. But yeah, I get it. Sandwiches aren't for everybody. And I think going to what your caller just said, it is about the balance. You can't have too much meat. You can't have too much savory or too much sweet or too many vegetables. It's got to really balance itself out to make it really great.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Cindy Curtis and Tasha Peterson with Sun Cafe in Mount Horeb. It's Food Friday. We're making sandwiches. Let's go back to your calls now. Travis is with us in Mercer. Travis, hi.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
I got a weird one. Most people call it a fluffer nutter with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, but I've always made it with a little extra ingredient. I usually fill it with chocolate chips as well whenever I need like a sweet treat and there's no candy bars around. And I actually call it a chanutter fluffer.
And this goes on what, white bread?
Yeah, just put it on some white bread or wheat bread, put peanut butter on one slice of bread, marshmallow fluff on the other. I usually put the chocolate chips on the peanut butter side, if that matters.
Uh-huh.
But it's a nice, you get that nice texture of the soft bread and the sweet marshmallow fluff and the crunchiness of the chocolate chips. It's a good all-around sandwich.
Fantastic, Travis.
Great.
Thanks. Yeah, I do something like that with graham crackers. Tasha, dessert sandwiches. Have you broached that frontier?
We really haven't. I was just thinking about what the caller said, and all I could think about is make sure you have enough milk with you when you eat that sandwich.
Definitely. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. Maybe an untapped market there. Let's go to Herb now in Milwaukee. Herb, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. My favorite sandwich is the real thing Italian beef sandwich. There's a place on the west side of Chicago, I believe it's on Taylor and Polk Street, down by the University of Illinois down there, named Carms. And the best sandwich in the world, I think, is the well-dipped Italian beef sandwich with hot jardiniera on it, particularly from Carms.
Ooh, that sounds really good, Herb. And I've heard a guitarist in my band makes the case for the Sheboygan hot beef sandwich as well. Cindy, have you worked with an Italian hot beef sandwich at all?
We've tried it. And Herb's description makes me really hungry. we do a hot Italian beef sandwich that we call the Johnny's, named after the father of one of our staff members. And we do our own jardiniere. Don't know how it compares to the joint in Chicago that Herb was talking about, but we think it's pretty good, and it always sells like crazy. So,
interesting, Herb. Thanks for that. Time for one more caller. We've got Chris with us in Green Bay. Chris, hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm a lover of liver sausage or liverwurst, but you don't find it at any restaurants except for one in Fond du Lac that unfortunately closed. And when I used to go there, they used to wonder if I would want mustard on it. But my mom always put a piece of crispy lettuce, and that was the best that it could have been.
Huh.
So I wonder if we have any liverwurst lovers out there.
Chris, thanks for the call. Tasha, any love for liverwurst in your restaurant?
Well, actually, here's the deal. We love Braunschweiger. Not all of us, but I in particular love it. We'll do a Braunschweiger sandwich with our own pickled onions and mayo, and we'll grill it. And there is a group of people that can't get enough of it. So I would like to do it more regularly, but I know it's not playing to the masses, but when we do offer that, people are really, really excited about it.
Chris, thank you so much for that call, and I think we'll leave it there. Cindy, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And Tasha, thanks for being with us.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. We've been talking to Cindy Curtis and Tasha Peterson. They are the co-owners of Sun Cafe, located in Mount Horeb. They joined us today to talk about making and eating great sandwiches. There's still time for you to share your favorites over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know your favorite sandwich or sandwich ingredient, condiment, bread, wrap, you name it. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR to share some love for your favorite sandwich of all time.